Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phil, Kim called, or did you go online, or was it?
No, well, I got a notice that my driver's license was going to expire. I needed to come down in person to take the eye test and all that. So I'm like, okay, I'll make the appointment. Well, the first appointment I could get was a month after my birthday, which is later in September. Okay. So my license would be expired by then.
Okay, so not enough staffing. I don't know. Didn't anticipate this rush, Phil. What's going on?
Well, it's a combination of things, and actually Kim's kind of lucky because if she got an appointment, she's ahead of everybody else and ahead of everybody else in the line. Some people can't even get an appointment. Recently, people were calling San Francisco's office to try to get an appointment 90 days in advance, and they were basically told we're booked up and to go to someplace else. So places are booking up. It's a combination of factors. The new Real ID, federally mandated, it doesn't go into effect until 2020, but people were urged to get out there and get it switched over to this new higher tech ID, and they are. They're turning out in droves, or at least they're turning up at the doors. Whether they can get in and get it done remains is another question. It's going to take a long time, because even before this happened, DMV was stacked up outside the door. Just go down to one of our offices. And this has made it a lot worse. You've got employees, some of them working 12-hour days, but it's understaffed, undermanned, and we're opening up on Saturdays, and the legislature wants to know, after giving them $16 million, why it isn't smoother.
Well, this Real ID thing seems to be the wrinkle that really screwed everything up, right, is that suddenly you've got a whole bunch of people coming in, and we've already seen a big blip a couple of years ago with those ID cards for non-resident, or for immigrants coming into California who are not legal U.S. citizens. That caused its own problem, but they seem to have gotten around that one.
Yeah, Stan, it's like traffic in the Bay Area. You know, it's packed on a good day. It's packed. It's moving, but it's moving slow. That's the DMV. You threw on the IDs, right, where we're going to say, we immigrants' IDs, non-resident IDs, we put that on. We put on voter registration there. We put on these other things. We put this thing on, and all of a sudden, you've got a Bay Beach backup that's back to Daly City and to Contra Costa on the other side because the capacity just hits it. Like the Bay Bridge, there's only so many lanes at a certain point, and this went over it. You're right. It's the old brick and mortar. This stuff isn't available online. You got to go down there in person. And like you said, even before this, it was stacked up. We keep adding on to it, and when you go down there, it's a heck of a ride. You're never quite sure exactly what's going on. Remember, the DMV just had that report that said one of their workers was sleeping for 4 hours a day. Nobody did anything about it. But people are bringing in more and more problems to the DMV. The guy or gal in front of you probably got a stack of tickets and fix-it notices and trying to figure stuff out. Out in the people waiting in line, it's a real trip, and half the time you're wondering everybody's going to get in a car after this and go 80 miles down the freeway. It's a wonder we don't have more problems.
I'm just going back to bed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.